Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's talk about what's trending right now. AB is going to be in for Hannah. I'll read a headline and she'll either tell me, either keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. In the next 2 minutes, you'll be updated with all things that are going viral. Like you can now rent a person industry. That's a thing.
Okay, I have to hear it, I guess.
Yeah, so Japan has started a rent-a-person industry, and you can get, like, scary people for hire. Now, they say it, like, kind of started as, like, a feel-good thing. Like, if you're missing your grandma or siblings, or if you need muscle for big moves, you can rent people,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
But then they said the company says there became a high demand for really scary people to deal with, like, bullying at the workplace, neighbor issues, financial
that
disagreements.
That is not the way that you should be
And you just
with
show
this.
Up with, like, a huge tattooed guy, and you're like,
oh
yo.
My gosh.
Oh, my God.
Are we still having neighbor drama?
Exactly.
I got my friend over here.
I love this. I'm going to hire somebody to go to the meeting.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we're at our next company meeting, and Kevin's just sitting there with
it's
this
just
big
a guy that kind of looks like Kevin.
Right.
Or a big biker guy sitting next to Kevin and be like, Kevin will no longer be attending these. Mm-hmm. Everyone would be like, yeah, that's cool. Kevin's good for life.
Right.
When should you be planning your holiday travel?
Keep it moving. Okay. My travel's already planned.
All right, for Christmas and everything?
Yep.
All right. $8 million for 30 seconds is what the Super Bowl ads are going for. Sold out in record time.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, NBC sold out of all advertising slots for the Super Bowl already, which is February 8th. 30-second commercials for 30 seconds are $8 million.
Wow.
Already sold out, and 90% of all inventory for the NFL season for any of their games is sold out.
Super Bowl commercials aren't even fun anymore because they release them all beforehand.
Yeah.
That is the highest grossing NFL season on date on record.
That's crazy.
Wow.
TikTok's super viral trend, the Great Lock-In, is explained.
Okay, I don't think I've heard of it.
All right, so the Great Lock-In is this huge trend that is people are saying they're hyper-focused for like almost like a New Year's resolution, but for the rest of 2025. Like we're in the last quarter here. Back to school's happened. It's supposedly knock off like the summer laziness. I kind of do this and say this all the time on the show. Like after Labor Day, let's just lock in for a couple of months, focus, and then.
Yeah, I think we do that.
Yeah, so that's what the Great Lock-In is. We just didn't have a cool name for it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Okay, so I'm so curious if anybody out there has ever had to schedule some baby making time. Like you are trying to have a baby and there's just times where that is we got to be doing it. We got to have to make a baby because sometimes it's not so easy. 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. Scheduling baby making time. I do think that couples have to do this. I've had friends who've had to do this before too, because sometimes you just have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious if any parents out there did this or had this happen. AB overheard someone.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Marisa's.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And basically just announced, I'm going to make a baby.
I did. I love like being on the hammocks outside my apartment and reading. So I was doing that the other night. And it's basically the hammock, a bush, and then somebody's apartment on the ground level right there. And he was sitting out on his porch and he was on the phone for a while and he was complaining about work and blah, blah, blah. And then he ended the call by being like, okay, I got to go make a baby. See ya. And he ended it and walked back into his apartment, and then all of the lights in his apartment turned red.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Because at first I was like, oh, that's like a funny joke, whatever. That's just like what he's saying. But then I was like, oh, I actually don't think he was lying.
I don't think he was lying either. When you get to a certain point where you're trying to conceive, and I say prayers for those who are trying to conceive and having trouble, because it's hard, but there are times where it is even more awkward or more harder. You just become more casual with it. I had a friend of mine who said him and his wife were got into like an argument that day, but that was the day they were, you know, based mm-hmm. off the apps and everything, they were supposed to have to try to have a baby. He's like, it was the most awkward thing ever. He's like, okay, well, yeah. I'm mad at you. You're mad at me, but we're about to go have sex. Like, it was a thing like that. But that's what ends up happening. You just casually say it to your friends, like, hey, I'm making a baby tonight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can remember that. Kevin. Sarah and I dealt with that, especially with the infertility issues we had where, you know, basically my swimmers were afraid of my wife, which is kind of like me.
Out.
I'm also afraid of my wife.
They knew what's up.
Right. Yeah. So we would schedule, you know, with the moon cycle and all that stuff.
And
you do that. And then it was like, okay, then you had to get on a schedule to where when we had to go to the fertility doctor, okay, I got to, you know, go on a schedule now too to transport my swimmers.
Just swimmers.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin, do you remember a caller one time had called the Brett Mega Show and had said that her husband worked one of those jobs, I think it was like an EMT or police officer, first responders, where they would do like 48 hours on, 48 hours off, and then during that 48-hour window, he had to like have like other like cops or police officers, firefighters stand outside and like mm-hmm. come and watch the fire truck for me or something like that, because they're just, that's what ends up happening.
Guess who's ovulating? Guess what I got to do?
I'm on a mission. Has that ever happened to you? What was that situation like? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. AB had overheard something at her apartment where a guy just announced what?
I'm on my way to make a baby.
Sometimes it'd be like that. If you're trying to have a, you know, start a family and make a family, there are times where there are just more convenient, more better times for you to try to do that. And so you get on a schedule. And so sometimes you're just announcing it. Sometimes you have to work around that schedule. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. And we know that some people are struggling. We hate that that is happening. We want you to be blessed with the family, however that happens for you. Christina, you said that you had to do the same thing, had to get on a schedule.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Our first one was a glass of wine and a nice dinner.
Okay. And then the schedule started.
The second one was a science project. I mean, for God's sake. So we did the fertility thing, and so, you know, your husband's got to go to the doctor, walk in a room, they throw him some magazines, and they're like, hey, we'll see you in a couple of minutes. Like, Jesus, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a folding chair. Come on.
Funny. But then it ended up working out, keeping the schedule. I know you don't, we'll call you anonymous, but this happened when you were trying to make a baby at a terrible time, huh?
Oh, it wasn't a terrible time. Basically, he travels for work a lot. And so being on a schedule with all of my, you know, ovulation, everything, I decided to travel with him because that's when he was going to be out of town. So I traveled with him, and it happened out of town.
You know what?
I like
would
that.
Think that
free trip.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, I thought being on a work trip would be a terrible thing. Like, oh man, this is not timing out well at all. But instead you're like, no, I'll just travel with you. This gives me an excuse.
Absolutely. It was awesome. And it was great timing. Perfect timing. We knew exactly what we were doing.
Boom. Thank you so much for the call. Work trip. Like, thank you, work. We made a beautiful trip out of this. Happy Friday. It's the Brett Mega Show. Eagles beat the Cowboys last night and football is back. Hannah's off today because her best friend's bachelorette party. So AB's got the Hollywood hashtag. AB, what's coming up?
So billboards with Justin Bieber's name started popping up all around the world, and it was finally revealed yesterday what it means. I'll tell you all about his secret project next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I can't believe I'm even saying this right now, but Justin Bieber dropped another album last night. This is not even 2 months ago he dropped the album Swag, and then yesterday he announced he was dropping another surprise album at midnight, and he dropped Swag 2. The most popular song right now is called I Do. That is one of 44 songs he has dropped in the last 2 months.
Holy cow!
Yeah, it's like a full album. It's not just like, oh, here's a couple extras. That song, I think that song jams a little bit. I kind of like it. It's got like some soul to it. I feel like I only got to sample like a little bit of it and like just play around with it. But I felt like the Swag 2 had more swag for me. I felt like it had a little bit more soul, a little bit more rhythm. It felt like a little bit more of a pop Justin Bieber album.
Do you think that's why he was so like tired looking and disheveled and distraught here?
I was going to say, it's just hard for me to enjoy any of his music right now knowing he's not okay mentally.
I do think, like, I was under the impression that he should not be making music because he clearly was really struggling. He was out partying and clearly looked like he was being associated with drugs a lot and making comments about drugs. And so for me, I did feel like he shouldn't be focused on music. He should be focused on himself. This album feels a little bit more intentional. Like, I felt like last time it seemed like a guy who was like in the studio hanging out with his friends, drinking and partying, and they came up with an album. Swag 2 feels more like, well, no, we have some really good songs here. I'm still like really talented. You know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
They all still kind of sound the same to me.
Really?
I'm not going to lie. But this also isn't my favorite genre of music, so that might be a reason.
I felt like he had some hip-hop in there because he's Chris Brown featured. He had some, like, kind of, like, this I Do song, which is, like, very, like, I played at a wedding. Either way, Bieber's back with another album. It's weird to do two surprise albums, too.
First
one was a surprise, then you were like, hey, I'm
so close together.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, tomorrow there's an album coming out.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct here on the Brett Mega Show. The amount of people doing this in their homes has decreased by 80% over the past 50 years.
You know, I thought about this a lot, and I really think it's smoking. I think that they don't smoke anymore at home. Either they go outside or they smoke when they go out.
All right.
That's a good one. I'm saying watching live TV. Like, everyone's just streaming everything.
Wow.
No one watches anything live anymore.
Sports.
Not me. That didn't even come across my mind.
The amount of people doing this in their homes has decreased by 80% over the past 50 years. I know somebody in this room, this very room, does this in their home still. 855-444-MEGA or 855-444-6342 to text in your guesses. Give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. The amount of people doing this in their homes has decreased by 80% over the past 50 years. It did say that I know for a fact someone does this in their home in this room.
A lot of good guesses on the text line. Of course, one from Dave that says eating in the kitchen.
AB.
Depends on the day.
Another one is using a landline. But this is probably what the answer is. Praying.
No, it's not.
Thank God. Decreasing by 80% is not good.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's taking baths.
Oh!
Kevin is
taking a bath. Bather, and he's a bather. 80%?
Yeah, Kevin, you need to bring it back, man.
You're the only person I know, Kev.
Yeah, you are the only person.
It takes
a daily bath. Some people take baths for like,
a daily bath is
like,
crazy.
You like rewind and like, oh man, I'm stressed out. But Kevin does a daily bath.
It's relaxing.
I know. He's got his rubber ducky and everything. Since Hannah is off today, I'm going to put AB versus Kevin in a game, and this should get interesting. We'll see how it goes in 3 minutes. So AB versus Kevin in a showdown that I probably couldn't pick a better game because the two people who watch more movies and more TV than anyone else in the world is AB and Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
You guys both love movies. You guys both love TV shows.
That's true, but I also suck at any game we play. So
that is also true.
Take that into consideration here.
And Kevin is very good at games.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how you do, AB. This is your wheelhouse of movies and TV. We're going to play the one-word movie game. How this will work is I will give you one word to describe a movie. If you guys need a second word, I'll give you a second. I will go all the way up to three. Once you ring in with your name, if you get it wrong, so say you're like, oh, I think I know it after the first word, you are wrong. You can't guess until the end, okay?
Okay.
Cindy.
Lost.
Cindy. Okay.
You guys need another one?
This is a movie?
Cindy is lost, okay.
Clown.
Cindy.
AB?
Yeah.
I just have a random guess. It?
No.
Oh.
Because it was a clown?
Yeah.
I'll give you
I don't know anyone's name.
I'll give you one last hint. We had a long conversation about this in the studio just the other day.
What?
Someone lost? Something lost?
With a clown named Cindy.
Or maybe it takes place in Sydney, Australia.
Oh.
Well, you guys are really bad.
No, we are. We're terrible. We are terrible at
Finding
this.
Nemo.
Oh!
He's a clownfish who
I
is lost.
I was thinking Sydney with like a C.
Well, yeah, I was
supposed
too.
To throw you off.
Oh, man.
And all right, maybe we need to make it a little less difficult for you guys.
See, if you would have said clownfish, okay.
Okay. Really, if you guys would have said Finding Nemo, I would have known.
Dory,
it.
Yeah, come
if you, on. Yeah, if you would have said. All right, let's try another one, okay? How about Magic?
Okay, it's not.
Yep.
Okay.
There's so many guesses.
School.
Kevin, Harry Potter.
No.
Oh!
Kevin is out. Magic. School. AB, you get one more word.
Bus.
Witches.
AB Wicked?
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Hey.
Thank God.
Oh, wow, good job.
My first thought was the Wizards of Waverly Place movie that like only premiered on Disney Channel that one
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I know that.
And I was trying to shove that aside because I knew it wasn't it.
Nope. Okay. Africa.
Africa. Okay.
Okay.
Like the
yeah,
continent.
The continent. Okay. Okay. Not, maybe, perhaps. Song.
Book.
Kevin. Jumanji.
No.
Oh, God.
You have a chance. We up 2-0. Last one is Pink.
Mean Girls.
Yes. Oh, AB is up 2-0.
Oh, wow, man, Kev.
Man, this got harder.
I mean, this could be the slowest game ever.
Everyone's tuned off by now.
Everyone is like, I got it, like the first word. Jeez.
My parents are disappointed.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's try this one. Okay. Kevin, you need this to get back
I know,
in the game. Vegas. Tiger.
Kevin, The Hangover.
Yes, Kevin.
I've actually never seen
that. I almost said it after Vegas, but I was like, I don't know.
All right. This was supposed to be the last one, but no one got Finding Nemo. Golf.
Kevin.
Oh, shit.
Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
I was going to guess that.
I have to give you a tiebreaker because you fools did not get Finding Nemo. So this is on the spot. Fairy Tales.
I don't want to guess yet.
Waffles.
Kevin, Shrek.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I was not going to say that.
Well, yeah, it's good thing.
I was going to say whatever movie The Rock's in with the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy?
Is it called The Tooth Fairy?
Yes, it is.
I guess it is.
Man, remind me never to play this game again.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.